rolling like a freight train on a mission. Here's Gruber.
Just yesterday, right here on this very program, I was told that Sister Jean wouldn't be enough. I was told that Texas A&M was tall and strong and mean, but, well, maybe they are and maybe she wasn't, but those things have all changed now. Loyola Chicago going to the Elite Eight, dumping Nevada by a point to play Kansas State. Michigan will be facing Florida State. They dumped Gonzaga. Michigan dumped Texas A&M. I mean, they were just raining three-pointers. The Dean of Sports here would be Tim Stout to reflect on those comments yesterday. Tim, welcome back.
Well, you know, the problem for me yesterday relative to everybody following the NCAA tournament this year and other years is you tend to go by what you saw the last time you saw a particular team, and you figure that's going to be the way it goes in the next game. So Michigan struggled against Montana and then needed a miraculous shot to advance and beat Houston. So they're struggling. They're not playing well. And nobody guesses they're going to absolutely shoot the lights out. And it looked like throwing a ball into the ocean for the beach last night.
It was unbelievable.
If everybody knew they were going to shoot like that, then you'd say, I'll bet you they'd beat Texas A&M by 27 points. So everybody's going to think they're going to shoot like that tomorrow night. And, boy, I got Michigan in the Final Four. Now, that could happen. But the problem is, especially in the NCAA tournament, on neutral sites with very high-charged emotions from all the players on both the teams, you play so much harder at times that, you know, and then you get a little wave of momentum or you get down a little bit and you can see what the result is. I think Texas A&M was so shell-shocked by Michigan shooting in the first half that you could see the air go out of them, and they just, you know, they were dispirited for much of the rest of the game. And whether that happens tomorrow night, you know, stay tuned. The problem I see with Sister Tina Loyola, they're playing another Cinderella. They're not playing a favorite team that's a monster. They're not playing Kentucky. They're playing Kansas State. Kansas State went 0-7 against the top three teams of the Big 12 Conference this season, and Kansas State is one win against the low seed for the Final Four. So Kansas State's got a lot of people feeling the same way that all those people who follow Loyola. The difference is, man, and Kansas is in the middle of nowhere, and Loyola's in Chicago, and everybody in Chicago is going nuts. So that's where we are.
All right, so if you were going to – well, we got some games tonight. But out of those four, if Michigan – I mean, Michigan has had games like that. Not a lot recently, but they do have the ability to shoot the three. They do have a very aggressive swarming defense that seems to be quite effective. Coming out of those four teams, I think you'd have to think Michigan is the best of the four still standing in that group, Michigan, Florida State, Loyola, Kansas State. What do you think?
Well, Florida State's very dangerous. I thought that was a really good team all year. They look like a football team the way they play. But I've said for the entire tournament, to me, the number one player to watch is Muhammad Ali Abdur-Rahman for Michigan. He didn't play very well the first two games. And last night, he couldn't miss. And he's got size, so he can shoot over defenses where some of those guards can't do it because they're not big enough and physical enough. To me, if he's on, it permeates the rest of the Michigan team because he can create his own shot anywhere on the floor. But if he misses, well, you know, then they're a little bit out of sync. I think it'll be a very close game tomorrow night. You know, that's another thing. Florida State is not Duke or North Carolina or Virginia. That's a football school. But that guy's got football players on his team, and as you saw last night, Florida State was tough to deal with. So, you know, that's the beauty. I don't think this is that much of a different year in a lot of ways. Everybody's bracket sheet goes to heck because you go by what you saw the last time. Most people do that. And if you're anticipating upsets, you're just wildly guessing out of the blue somebody's going to come out of nowhere. Well, if you're a good guesser, then it's a big day for you in the brackets. And the games tonight, those are a tough call. I mean, they're all good matchups. They're all close matchups. You got a better shot at getting them right in advance than I do.
So basically what you're telling me here, of the teams left here, even on the other side, anybody can win this thing. It's anybody's ball game.
Well, I mean, I like, you know, I mean, if Villanova plays the way Villanova's played, then you got to like Villanova. I mean, they're number one seed. Yeah, but I remember watching Villanova lose at home to St. John's, and they were 0-11 in the league. But that seems like years ago. I just think, Steve, in the NCAA tournament, players play so much differently. because they know it's their, if they're a Cinderella team, they're going to play their ever-loving brains out because they know America loves them, and this is my last shot, and we might win this thing. We really might make a lot of noise in our sport because we could win this thing. So, you know, so therefore, going by what you've seen thus far is always risky in the NCAA tournament. It's the beauty of the tournament. Because you know, like last night, Gonzaga just, they just didn't make shots last night.
They stunk the place up.
They just wore them down. Everybody loved Gonzaga. They were the championship game last year. But that was last year, and this is this year, and I just still think basketball is a simple game when it comes. You either shoot it, make it, or you miss it, you're out. Michigan's missed a few and survived. They made them all last night. They could have beat anybody. They could have beat the Pistons.
Yeah, that's true. The one last thing I would say about all of this with Loyola Chicago is the thing. It doesn't look, there's not a pro prospect on the entire team that I, not in the NBA that I can see, and so they're different in that regard.
The G League is drooling over a couple of those guys. You know, the one thing Loyola, they got a lot of momentum. They know America's on their side. They know they're the sweetheart of America. They're a storyline. And they do play good defense, which has nothing to do with making shots offensively. I mean, you can have an off-night shooting, but if you're playing well defensively, well, then you can stay in the game. Stay in the game, stay in the game, and maybe shoot one and make it at the end, which they've done. But again, they're playing another Cinderella, and Kansas State's best player hasn't even contributed, and he's ready to go in. I mean, if they could get him, because they struggle on offense. You know,
sure.
They got 50 on Baltimore County, and they struggled on offense last night, but they've got speed and quickness, and they're really fired up because now they beat Kentucky. For me to figure out who, I mean, I would pick Kansas State to win just sitting here talking to you, but if I had to bet my life on it, absolutely no way. Because they're going to go at it up and down. You know, the one thing, they're going to have a lot of empty seats because Kentucky's gone, and you won't see nearly that many people now from Kansas State, Loyola, and Atlanta.
Whole city of Chicago might come. Tim, always a pleasure. The Dean of Sports, Tim Stout, everybody. Have a great weekend, Tim.
You too, Steve. Thanks.
Quick break. We'll be right back.